Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting second. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Batting third. The DH, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Edwin Encarnacion. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Josh Hamilton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, David Ross. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Norris Hopper. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Matt Belisle. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting sixth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Heron. And now, play ball. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Griffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coetzee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hopper. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Chavez hits a fly ball into right field. Hopper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dunn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Encarnacion hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Josh Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Encarnacion moves to second. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. David Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norris Hopper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hopper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. One out. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Two outs. Brandon Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Belisle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coetzee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coetzee hits a line drive into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a line drive into right field. Hopper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Encarnacion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Encarnacion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Encarnacion. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Encarnacion steals second. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3 to nothing, Reds. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Ross is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cust is 0-for-1 in the game. Cust hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Norris Hopper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hopper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heron fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Belisle covering, for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Coetzee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Hatteberg, and into shallow right field. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Coetzee trying to get to home. Hopper throws the ball into Ross who tags Coetzee who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Encarnacion is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Encarnacion strikes out. 2 outs. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norris Hopper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hopper. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Crosby applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Marcus McBeth now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into right field. Hopper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosby moves to third. John Cutlangus now pitching. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ellis moves to second. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Coetzee takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Crosby scores. Ellis moves to third. Coetzee moves to second. It's Reds, 3, Athletics, 3. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Alan Embry now pitching. Jeff Conine pinch hits for Scott Hatteberg. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Griffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Conine now playing first base. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Salmon now pitching. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a line drive into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Hopper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Marco Scudero now playing third base. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Encarnacion is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Encarnacion strikes out. Two outs. Juan Castro pinch hits for Josh Hamilton. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castro strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.